No next steps, no universal call for a ceasefire, no universal condemnation. The United Nations Security Council was able to agree on just two things: that they were concerned about the risk of detained Islamic State fighters, some 11,000 of them, from escaping Kurdish-run prisons, and that they're concerned about the risks all of this will have on the humanitarian situation, but nothing more. The European members of the Council, who called the meeting, again put pressure on Turkey, saying its actions risked destabilising the region. The US ambassador to the UN used it as an opportunity to hold the US line, saying Turkey must declare a ceasefire immediately. I'm Nick Harper in New York.